you know, I've been living in the United States for 20 years. I mean, I'm a political person. I vote. I did fundraisers for Obama. I have two American children, and I'm also an Australian with an Australian passport. I, like many of the people in the world, I think, with, you know, the many things that were distress me about our present life, and one of them is the total dumbing down of popular culture, which we see, or culture generally, which we see all about us every day. And I was also particularly concerned of the corrupt and very undemocratic government of the United States, as we saw during the Bush years, or the Cheney years, probably would be more accurate, and that led through to a situation where a person like Sarah Palin might possibly end up being the leader of the United States. So these things sort of obsess me every day. You know, I just go home and shout. I don't really watch television except this one news current affairs show I watch. Sit there and shout at the television, you know, which is like... And then I read this book, which Americans know very well, but I didn't know at all, written in the 1830s by a French aristocrat who'd visited America, who was worried about these very things. And I got very excited. I mean, it's always exciting for me in my work, generally speaking. Like a book like Jack Maggs happens to be alive for me because I see in reading or thinking about the past, I see the present vividly enacted. And suddenly so here's this French aristocrat who shouldn't have known anything, really. He's 25 years old. He didn't stay in the United States for all that time. But among the things that he's really worried about are the dumbing down of culture in a democracy. He had a great fear of the tyranny of the majority, which a term which I first coming upon feel great suspicion of. And he also imagines, you know, when looking at American democracy, the possibility of a moron coming to run the country. And of course, at that very moment, I'm deep in that in real life. And so I took the trouble to read his book and then set out to imagine quite a different journey from a similar sort of a character. The real life figure traveled with his aristocratic friend whose name was Beaumont, and they wrote about prisons and they wrote about all sorts of things, and they traveled around being French aristocrats together. So there I leave all of this because I have in mind a sort of an argument, the sort of argument that might take place between a French aristocrat and someone like Parrot, who's the son of a English itinerant printer, and quite much more sort of radical in his politics, everything in his life in sort of seemingly the opposite of what the aristocracy is. And I thought, how can I put them together?